This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله صلى الله وسلم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ألم عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says clearly in the Qur'an, in Surah Ali Imran, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَ فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَاشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَبِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks here, say, remember, ya Muhammad, when Allah took the covenant of those who were given the book to make it known to people and not hide it, yet they cast it behind their backs and traded for fleeing gain. What a miserable profit they've done to themselves. Brothers and sisters, the responsibility of the ulama, the people of faith, the scholars, the instructor of our deen is great. It is dangerous. It is extremely, extremely important. And this is something that should not be actually manipulated or used for any personal gain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned over here, says, what a miserable profit if people use their deen, their iman, and their da'wah for profit just for the matters of dunya. Brothers and sisters, the responsibility of the scholars and the ulama and the people of faith is truly to bring the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show them the haqq. They're supposed to be the role models by which they bring them to Allah Azza wa Jal, making sure that no, that's what I'm teaching is truly what motivates me to what I'm doing right now. And that is to be the haqq and following the truth. It is really a safeguarding the aqidah of the ummah, the iman of the people. Because we live in a time that's very troubling, Jama'ah. We're looking for role models. We're looking for people, when we look at them, we feel, alhamdulillah, the ummah is khair, it's doing khair. We have people who believe, really. And they're willing to sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than sacrificing the deen of Allah azza wa jal for worldly matters. The role of the ulama and in the ummah, the responsibility is to bring justice. Look for those who have been wronged and make sure to bring justice to them. And also those who are wrong, to bring them to justice as well too and let them know that you're wrong. That's the job of the ulama. We need to stand against the fasad, corruption in all forms regarding what it is. My dear brothers and sisters, we have the responsibility as ulama, as a'imma, as du'a, as those people of faith, that we bring always that unity amongst ourselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, like in many ummah, and in any people, in any group, wherever you go, there will always be a failure of leadership. There will always be a failure of leadership. It's nothing new. It happened in the ummah from before as well too. How many scholars we read their biography in books of ulama and scholars, they failed the ummah in critical moments by giving fatwa just to please a ruler or supporting injustice against justice or sometimes just for worldly gain and for position, for wealth, whatever that is, they failed the ummah. And it happened, it's nothing new. It's nothing new. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us in this ayah about those who use this the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for profit or for gain. Brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, they're not representative of the faith, of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Their betrayal of the faith and their betrayal of the community is definitely going to make people start doubting in their iman and the haqq, in the truth. Unfortunately, their betrayal causes people sometimes to run away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allowing corruption to happen in the society. And of course, supporting injustice and make it look nice, look good. They're going after their worldly gains, unfortunately, will definitely make people doubting about how important is the maslaha of the ummah, the benefit that we need to bring to the ummah in regards to now my personal maslaha, my own personal benefit, leading people to become very selfish, causing a lot of damage, a lot of corruption, and of course, a lot of chaos. And of course, as well, our next generation might have second doubts about trusting the ulama of the ummah. Brothers and sisters, once again, that failure of leadership is nothing new. And it happened before, and it's going to happen in the future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from the sayyid rabbil alameen and keep us all true to the faith and the practice of our deen. I'm speaking to you, my dear brothers and sisters, in light of the recent event that appeared in the community and elsewhere online as well too, regard to one of the prominent instructors of the Quran, who unfortunately failed his mission, his position for worldly gain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from this, ya Rabbil Alameen. Definitely, it's very disheartening to see the people of the Quran, you know, utilizing and exploiting their position for worldly gain. And for something, unfortunately, is considered a misconduct and breach of code of conduct for the imams and the ulama and the people of faith. But as an imam and as representative also of the imams of my community, it is very crucial for me to stand up for this and let you know that we're not going to tolerate that. We will never accept that failure of leadership. We're not going to allow this to happen. And we're going to point it out for people to understand that it's a very serious matter. But at the same time, my dear brothers and sisters, for us as a community, our focus is on the community. These individuals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them accountable in the dunya and in the akhirah. The law is taking its course right now in regard to their crimes. And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will deal with them. But for us as a community, we need to make sure that we stand united together against any form of injustice or exploitation of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen it doesn't it's not recognized by people. Our ulama, they said from us to us before, الحق لا يعرف بالرجال. That the truth is not recognized by people. You can't tell this is right or wrong because someone said that. No. You know what the truth is from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you'll be able to know who's following the truth and who's not. الحق لا يعرف بالرجال. We're not going to now tie our deen, our iman, our faith to people, personalities, or celebrities. No, we're not going to do that. We tie our deen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His words in the Quran, and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the best example of the Ummah, as-Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the righteous ulama who came afterwards. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala warḍah said, قال استنى بمن مات إن كنت مستنى بأحد فاستنى بمن مات فإن الحي لا تؤمن عليه الفتنة. If you are going to be following somebody, which means if you're going to be attaching your following to someone, make sure to look for someone who's already dead. And he means by that who? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as-Sahaba, those whose reputation has been already established through the history of the Ummah. Those are the people you follow, their example. فإن الحي لا تؤمن عليه الفتنة, because the living still is not safe from the fitna. They're human beings after all. Anything can sway them away from that path. It's very easy. This dunya, Allahumma musta'an, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even mentioned to us, wallahi, a hadith that should scare everybody. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. A person will be living their life doing the deeds of the people of Jannah until they come so close. But before they die, unfortunately, they slip. Right before they die, the fitna takes them away. They get tempted. This feeling, you know, kind of like vulnerable in a moment, and they make a big mistake that would cost them all these good deeds. فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا, and then become among the people of the nar, and they enter Jahannam. May Allah protect us from this, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But at the same time, we shouldn't be condemning people for their sins and their mistakes, because we don't know what happens. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, and the Prophet also said in this hadith, وَإِنْ رَجُلْ يَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. You see someone doing the deeds of the people of Jahannam. Like you really, when you see someone, you condemn them to Jahannam. Then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل الجنة فيدخلها. And then towards the end of their life, they have a moment of awakening. They just wake up. They have that moment of connection, moment of remorse, moment of tawbah, repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is sincere. I don't see the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. And he says, فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. And then this person will make the deeds of the people of Jannah, and Allah will admit them to Jannah. Dear brothers and sisters, we're not to judge the people in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a supreme judge. But what I'm saying here is that our deen is not connected to people, it's connected to the faith of Allah subhanahu Allah azza wa jal, and the following of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Look, your deeds are going to be judged by your intentions. And in the end of the hadith, he says, قال, فَمَنْ كَانَ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Some people, their life is on a journey to Allah and His Messenger. They're sincere about it. And Allah will get them there, because they made it sincere to Allah and His Messenger. But other people, their journey in this dunya is to something else, worldly matters. We don't know the hearts, but we go by the actions. So for us, we need to make sure that we don't generalize as well too. When people unfortunately see the failure of leadership, they brush everybody with that. And that's not fair. That's not fair either. We need to make sure that we restore faith in our deen. And we restore faith, inshallah ta'ala, in the people who promote that in the best way possible. They're human beings after all. But still, we're not going to generalize all to everybody. Brothers and sisters, that's now a moment that is moment of truth for the community. I ask you all to stay together, inshallah, to connect to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, and tie your iman and tie your faith again to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum wa lisa muslimin wa astaghfiruh innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, I know in moments like these, sometimes people, they kind of like get curious and they start digging into details. You don't need to do that. Just make sure to focus on restoring faith in the community, in the Ummah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And if anybody needs help, if anyone feels traumatized because of that, I really and truly ask everyone to support one another. Look for professional help. We have so many councils, alhamdulillah, in our community who can help us with that, bidnillah Azza wa Jal. Seek that help. Come and ask. And we'll help, inshallah ta'ala, help you to go on the right path, bidnillah Azza wa Jal. But just make sure that we focus on, inshallah, our iman, our deen, our community, and stay united against, again, any kind of wrongdoing in this community. Brothers and sisters, this is a very important thing that we need to look into, inshallah ta'ala. And as imams who issued a statement on this matter, we all stand, inshallah ta'ala, together to condemn all kind of exploitation of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any worldly gain. And we urge the community, inshallah, to stand strong and to hold on to this principle of upright character to the best of our ability, inshallah azza wa jal. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها عباد الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة